Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The film Blade Runner opened to mixed reviews in 1982. Eventually, it came to be considered a science fiction masterpiece and is now included in the Library of Congress's National Film Registry. A sequel, Blade Runner 2049, opens in theaters this weekend. Harrison Ford returns, so does director Ridley Scott, and Ryan Gosling joins them as a new Blade Runner. Reporter John Kalish has our story about how the screenwriter Hampton Fancher helped craft both films.
The original Blade Runner is set in 2019 in a rain-soaked dystopian version of Los Angeles. Harrison Ford plays a burnt-out cop named Deckard who gets tapped to hunt down four replicants, human-like robots working as slaves in outer space, who've escaped to Earth. He falls in love with a replicant named Rachel.
I'm Rachel.
Deckard.
It seems you feel our work is not a benefit to the public.
Replicants are like any other machine. They're either a benefit or a hazard. If they're a benefit, it's not my problem.
May I ask you a
Blade Runner is based on Philip K. Dick's 1968 novel, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? Its journey to the silver screen wouldn't have happened without Hampton Fancher, who wrote the first drafts of the screenplay. Fancher met Dick in the mid-1970s.
I think he was clinically paranoid. Other books he tried to pimp me on. Wanted me to read them and do those.
Fancher gave up hope of turning Dick's novel into a movie. Then an actor friend managed to secure the film rights. And Fancher's girlfriend, actress Barbara Hershey, talked him into writing the screenplay. But Fancher clashed with director Ridley Scott while Blade Runner was being shot and asked that his name be taken off the credits. The first time he saw the finished film was at a screening for Movie Industry Insiders.
I was prepared for disaster. And the second it started, as soon as you saw that L.A. nightscape, everybody lost their cookies. It was like, ugh! I'm not exaggerating. There was a palpable joy in that theater. They loved it.
Fancher's life has been a series of adventures. He went to Spain as a teenager and became a flamenco dancer. He returned to the U.S. and acted in dozens of major TV shows. His story is featured in Escapes, a documentary about Fancher directed by Michael Almereyda.
Hampton is one of the natural daredevils I know. And the way he's chosen his path, fallen off the path and fallen back on various paths, is in defiance of a conventional life. And ultimately, I think it served him well.
Fancher has taught screenwriting in New York, but when producers went to work on the Blade Runner sequel, no one called him. So Fancher's agent urged him to reach out to director Ridley Scott.
I'm not going to call anybody. And then friends found out. They read about it or something. And Hampton, this is your idea. You know, you're the one. And I said, stop. I'm not going to do anything about that. My pride. So it was out of the question. I put it out of my mind, actually.
Fancher had just finished a book of short stories in 2012 when his publisher called and said there was room for one more. So he took a scene that didn't make it into the original Blade Runner and turned it into a short story.
It's a Friday afternoon. I just finished writing it. And the phone rings.
Ridley Scott was on the line.
And he says, hey, Hampton. And I said, oh, Ridley, you finally hit the bottom of the barrel, didn't you? You must be desperate. And we laughed. And he said, so, you got any ideas?
So Fancher read Scott the first paragraph of the just-completed short story.
And he says, can you come to London? Bingo.
On the flight to London, Fancher worked on the narrative line and later wrote the first draft of the screenplay.
All right, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. Just relax and answer them as simply as you can. You're reading a magazine. You come across a full-page nude photo of a girl.
Is this testing whether I'm a replicant or a lesbian, Mr. Deckard?
Just answer the questions, please.
Just as genetic engineering was used to produce replicants, Fancher's DNA somehow became a part of Blade Runner 2049, says Michael Almereyda.
it's a great trajectory that his name is still on it and that he's recognized as the co-creator of the story. So it's not incidental. Whatever he did, it's not incidental.
Fancher, now 79, says he has 4 or 5 finished screenplays up his sleeve.
At this point, because there's some knocks on the door, maybe I'll open the door and one of those things will come to fruition.
A new life awaits you in the off-world colony. The chance to begin again in a golden land of opportunity and adventure.
For Here and Now, I'm John Kalish in New York.
And Blade Runner 2049 opens in theaters this weekend. This note, this afternoon on All Things Considered, Bob Mondello is going to review another film opening today, The Florida Project, the second movie from Sean Baker, who shot his first award-winning film on an iPhone. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. Jeremy, is any of this film like in the English countryside that I should... I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.